To you, Vicarja, before we get going, I just wanted to ask for a wee bit of additional patience this evening. This is my first time chairing a meeting, so if anything goes wrong or anyone feels overlooked, I'd ask you to bear in mind Hanlon's razor and never attribute to malice what can be attributed to incompetence. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silence, and use the mobile devices. The use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You'll then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where the Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it's lit up red, as you lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question. Type C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose. S if you wish to second. And please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. So, I think we start off with apologies. Do we have any apologies?
There's Henry Riley and Johnny Jackson there, Chair. I don't know if they have the bother to say anything in or not. Thank you.
Hi.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Are there any declarations of interest? Okay, so our first item is the action sheet of the Sustainability Environment Committee meeting held on the 18th of June 2025. That's pages 18, 19, 20 and 21. Are there any matters arising from those?
In relation to page 19, the land rental for the town centre CCTV systems, is there any further update from Connor in regards to that? Thank you.
Through the Chair, thanks, Councillor Andrews. We're still waiting on confirmation of final programme from PSNI and BT, so and for the next committee we should have a confirmed programme.
Thanks very much, Chair, and thanks, Connor. It's welcomed.
Any other matters arising? Oh, apologies. Councillor Young online.
Thank you, Chair. I typed in a C rather than a Q, so forgive me. three things just to ask about, please. Page 5, the flood preparedness. I understand that Councillor Treesdale has already been in contact with the environment team regarding the Newcastle Flood Resilience Group, who are at risk of disbanding due to lack of support from the statutory agencies and lack of any meaningful actions. This is not just about Council, it's DFI and NI Water. But from a Council perspective, what can you do to help them stay as a valuable group within the community? That's the first one. Would you like me to just ask the three questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks, Chair. The next one is about the notice of motion on dog filing. And I know that this was a cross-party issue, and I'm sure, like all the rest of you, you're just inundated about this issue. Has the reporting tool been developed and a mapping exercise completed? And if not yet, is there a time frame for it? And then third and finally, the home to hospital initiative. Was a suitable volunteer sector secured? I know that recently we had a person in need of the service in Newcastle, but the services were contacted covering Morning Sleep Gullion, and they only went as far as Annalong, so there doesn't seem to be anything for Newcastle. That's me. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, through the Chair, in relation to the first question, Newcastle Resilience Group, those groups are supported through an AHC. So I'll take that away and come back through directly to Councillor Young. Then, second question in relation to the dog filing app. I need to get an update in terms of the time frame on that. I know some work has commenced on that, so I'll get a report back directly to you on that. And then the final question, home to hospital scheme. I do believe that has been put in place, and if Councillor Young wants to send details through about the specific query, I'll get them followed up by the officer who's looking at the scheme.
Thank you, Sinead.
There's a question there from Councillor Finn.
Yep. Thank you, Chair, and just to say welcome to your role. I'm sure you will be fantastic. Sinead, this is just on page 21, and it's in relation to the Cleansing and Refuse Task Force, and it's questions that I had hoped to ask earlier, but we ran out of time. So the first one is in relation to weeds, and it's something that I have spent a lot of time walking around Uri and noticing, and I welcome absolutely the work, and I can't say enough the amount of work that has been undertaken in the cleansing review, I think is incredible for the district. But I just wondered, are weeds the responsibility of the council? And if so, are they being incorporated? The second one is graffiti, and there's so much of it. Again, is that something that the council are responsible for, and what's the best tool for reporting? And then thirdly, there's signage across the city, and I had mentioned this at the start of the summer, where you're seeing a huge influx of tourists coming into the city, which is fantastic, and there's signs up about different places. I'm thinking particularly of near the town hall and the canal, and you can't read them because, and I think it's a pollen issue, but you can't read the things, and particularly down on the towpath as well, signs that are meant to be there for people to read if they're out for a walk or to get more information about the city. You can't read, so I was just wondering if I could maybe get a wee bit of clarity on those three things. Thank you.
Sorry, Councillor Finn, through the Chair. In relation to weeds, there's probably a split between responsibility, depending on the weed, where the weeds are growing. If the weeds are along the curbside within detritus, we would be responsible for removing those while there is a role for DOE as well, DFI, Road Service, in relation to weed removal where they have some areas. So it would depend on that, and that's certainly something that we're looking at and we're going to be targeting in the initial rollout of the cleansing review. In relation to graffiti, council have responsibility where it is a council building or facility. We're council on that. Graffiti removal would be our responsibility. In terms of general graffiti, we wouldn't have responsibility, but it is maybe something that we looked at through regeneration programmes. We pick up on the point in relation to signage. We will review the signage in areas that you have raised, look to see whether they need cleansed or replaced. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sinead.
I'll just be brief through this. It's really sparring works there. Just, I was asked by Councillor Galbraith, now, would it be possible to get touch base with him in relation to an update on the rivers maintenance council regarding floods? No, if that's possible, if you could touch base with Councillor Galbraith on that. Thank you.
Right, just to clarify, Andrews, to contact regarding the river, DFI rivers maintenance schedule. Right, yep, no, I'll reach out, yep.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. If there's no other matters arising, can I get a proposer and a seconder, please?
Just because that's been brought up, I declare that I'm a member of the Drainage Council.
Proposed and seconded.
So proposed here.
Seconder. Do you mind, seconder?
Happy to second, Chair.
Okay, so we're moving on to the next item. Consultation response to DERA, new rules for selling and supplying puppies and kittens.
Thank you, Chair. So this report is for decision, and the purpose of the report is to seek member approval on the response in Appendix 1 to the Department of Agriculture, Environment and First Consultation, proposed new rules for the sale and supply of puppies and kittens. Proposals are summarised in background sections in 1.3, and they are to aim to strengthen animal welfare protections by introducing a registration system for individuals who sell, give away or otherwise transfer ownership of puppies and kittens under 6 months old. Members, while it is the officer's view that the proposals are intended to promote transparency, safeguard and welfare, they do raise significant practical and financial resource implications for councils, particularly in relation to enforcement, inspection and administration. Some points are just outlined in sections 2.1 and 2.2 of the report. And members are asked to approve in the recommendations the DERA consultation response, which reflects these comments in Appendix 1 on the proposed new rules.
Thanks, Councillor Hardy. Thanks, Chair. And Sinead, first of all, I'd like to thank you very much for bringing forward a paper, and I think it is a very important paper on a subject that's close to so many colleagues and so many of our constituents, and in regarding the sale and supply of puppies and kittens in Northern Ireland. I know we've all heard about puppy farms or whatever, and the fact is, you know, the concerns around them have been raised, and it's good to welcome the consultation in principle on introducing new rules for the sale and supply of puppies and kittens in Northern Ireland. It's long overdue and to be welcomed. And I do welcome the public consultation on the new rules and sales of puppies and kittens, and about again what measures need to be taken to strengthen our animal welfare and by introducing a registration system for individuals, etc. But you know, I think myself, the key elements do home in on the fact is that individuals have to register with the local council and comply with rules and regulations, and you know, especially around animal welfare. And you know, and I think it does echo and it does confirm a lot of concerns around the irresponsible breeding, etc., illegal sales and whole lot. But they are key issues, very important issues, and it's important that they're being dealt with. But I think everything else what central government do, they expect local authorities like Newry Morning Down pick up the tab and do a vital service. And at the same time, in doing that vital service, they're not giving us the money to do the task that has to be required of us. And, you know, last year we did see funding being cut by DARA, and I think, you know, the council budgets are tight. Everything's at a premium, and fair dues to our council and others. We're doing what we can to deliver these services, but I think DARA and the rest of and at senior level at Stormont need to look at funding and need to give the councils the resources and finances. And in doing that, we can do the job, but we need backings from outside, such as central government, to help give us that strength and impetus to do that, you know, and to do support our council's concerns about the about funding and finance. And I do support the council, and I do support 100% the response that they've given in the consultation to DARA. So I'd like to thank those involved, and again, it sends out very much a loud, clear message that we are concerned about what's happening in this area, and we're determined to do what's right for all impacted. Thank you, Chair. I'm happy to propose.
Councillor Young.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry, just bear with me. It's been 5 years since Lucy's Law came into effect in England, named after Lucy, the King Cavalier Charles Spaniel, who experienced health issues after being confined in a cage on a puppy farm and used for breeding. This legislation aims to ensure that animals are sold directly from their birthplace, thus banning third-party sales from puppy farms, pet shops or online retailers. It's evident that we're falling behind other parts of the UK, which have already made progress in banning large-scale breeding of these animals, ensuring that they're no longer regarded as mere commodities. These breeding facilities inflict unimaginable cruelty on animals and appalling conditions. Mothers are made to breed continuously until they are ultimately discarded, with puppies and kittens forcibly taken from them and sold. Families and individuals acquire these puppies and kittens under the mistaken belief that they're well bred and healthy. It's imperative to finally end these unethical breeding operations that prioritise profit over animal welfare. We support the Alliance Dairy Minister Andrew Muir's consultation to collect the views of stakeholders and the public, on his proposals to tackle this issue. This consultation represents a key step in his animal welfare pathway, introduced last month to enhance animal welfare in Northern Ireland. And we look forward to the results of the consultation and urge anyone interested in this matter to participate. Thank you, Chair.
Can I get a seconder as well for that? Just to let the members online know, we only have one committee member in the chamber, so whenever we're proposing or seconding, we're going to need somebody from...
Second, Chair. Councillor Ryan.
Very much. All right. Moving on to item 5, the Food Service Plan 2025-2026. Sorry, that's over to Sinead.
Thank you, Chair. This report is for decision, and it's for members to consider and agree to adopt the Food Service Plan 2025-26 as outlined in Appendix 1. So, the Council maintains a documented food service plan as required by the Food Standards Agency, which is kept regularly reviewed and made publicly accessible. The Food Service Plan sets out how the Council enforces food law in accordance with the required standards, and reflects collaborative work with other councils and input from the Northern Ireland Group. Members are asked to note the report and agree to adopt the Food Service Plan.
Are any matters arising? No, if not, can I get a proposal and a seconder?
Proposed, Chair. Councillor Ryan.
Folks, so items 6 to 12 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. So can I get a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please? They're both going to have to come from those joining us online.
I'm happy to propose or second.
Perfect. Okay, so this discussion is to be held in closed session. Thank you very much. During closed session, item 6, sustainability contracts, on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to approve the awards of contracts as detailed in Appendix 1 of the report. Item 7, the Cycle to Work Scheme, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Rowan, the following was agreed: to proceed with the appointment of a new provider for the Council's Cycle to Work Scheme as detailed in Section 2.2 of the report, to increase the upper limit for purchases via the Cycle to Work Scheme, and that the scheme remains open for applications all year round as detailed in Section 2.3 of the report. Item 8, variation to fuel card contract, on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Rowan, it was agreed to approve the extension of the fuel card contract to the end of March 2026. Item 9, the fleet fuel verification process, on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Larkin, it was agreed to approve the recommended fuel infrastructure changes as detailed in Table 2, to ensure that the Council's fuel stock counting procedure are consistent, robust and meet the recommendations highlighted in the fuel management audit. Item 10, waste contracts, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Larkin, it was agreed to approve the direct award contract extensions as detailed in Appendix 1 of the report. Item 11, action sheet from Sustainability and Environment Working Group on Wednesday, 18th of June 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Finn, seconded by Councillor Larkin, thank you, it was agreed to note the action sheet from the Sustainability and Environment Working Group on Wednesday, the 18th of June 2025. And item 12, ARC 21 Joint Committee Members Monthly Bulletin, held on 26th of June 2025, and Joint Committee Meeting in Committee Minutes of Thursday, 29th of May 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Finn, seconded by Councillor Larkin, it was agreed to note that. So we just have final three items, 13, 14 and 15, all for noting. Unless there's any comments or questions, can we get a proposer and seconder? Councillor Anders?
Chair, yes. In relation to the last paper, that was well truly covered in our working group meeting, so I'm happy to propose that we note the items that you've listed. So happy to.
Need a seconder, please? Councillor Finn, thank you very much. All right, thank you very much, folks. Slán an bhaile, Sinéad.
Well done, Councillor Hardy, thank you.